Stokes, he has suggested to us that race 7, number 11, Way to Go Paula, that just wins.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Way to Go Paula drawing away near home, and it's a pretty good win first up.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Now, Phil Stokes didn't even have to be on the air to give us a winner yesterday. That's how well he's going. Just sent a message through to Joey. Best one is Way to Go Paula. We'll take the 250 early doors. It got into $1.70, I think, yesterday. So that's a profit for the early mail specials yesterday.
It's on off the charts at the moment.
Fantastic stuff, although we did lose another dollar, so we're only up 50 cents for the day.
All right, I'll go quick here because I know we're getting up to 7 o'clock. But track conditions for Cranbourne tonight, rail true position from the 1600 to the 1000-metre mark and then out 3 metres the remainder. The track is a good 4 with a penetrometer of 5.16. The weather forecast is overcast. We're going to Ed Higgins now, who's the track manager at Benalla. Good morning, Ed. And did you get any rain overnight like we got here in the city?
Yeah, well, we got 2 mil about 4 o'clock this morning. So, yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Does that have any impact at all on the track, or would you want a bit more?
No, the track stayed. It was good for beforehand, and, yeah, after it's fine. Good
all right. Four. No worries. So what are the details?
Yep, so the Penno's are 5.63. We've had 27 mil on the track of irrigation this week, 3 mil yesterday.
Yep.
And, yeah, 2 mil of rain fall this morning.
Okay. Very good. So you happy?
Yeah, really happy. Yeah, I had a gallop this morning and it was perfect.
All right, terrific. Thanks very much, Ed. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Now, I'm just getting some extra information about Cranbourne. Now, this may be because of the rain overnight, but it's now a soft 5, so hopefully, before the end of the show, we can get a further update on that. But that's the information we've got at the moment.
All right. Well, that's important information for Natalie Young because she's got plenty ready to roll tonight at Cranbourne. 6, in fact, on the list. Good morning, Nat.
Morning. How are you?
We are well. Thank you. Nice to have you on board on a Friday morning. And there's plenty happening in racing. And you've got 6 tonight at Cranbourne for us. Race 1, number 4 is Joey Jaws, who's on debut. He's a Zacinto gelding. I've never heard of Zacinto, Nat. What's Zacinto got for us?
Look, he's there. Yeah, we bought him in New Zealand, actually. He's actually one that we own ourselves. We sort of bought him as a trade horse. And we did have him sold to Hong Kong, but the deal fell through, unfortunately. But he did pass the vet and stuff. So I'm hoping he can win tonight so I can get another deal done. look, he won a jump out on the 29th. Down the outside rail here, just nicely hard-held with Daniel on him. And, it was actually a really good time. He ran in 45.88. So.
Right.
You know, every trial he's had, he's won. So I'm hoping he's just going to replicate that tonight and do the same. Like, he's a pretty straightforward horse. He's very, very nippy, very fast. So hopefully he can just get across from that bit of an awkward gate and, yeah, have a nice soft lead.
$1.70 in the markets at the moment. Is that warranted?
I think so.
Okay.
It was a pretty impressive jump out. And he hasn't really done anything wrong. It's a bit too short for my money, though, unfortunately.
I feel your pain there. All right, well, that's pretty good feedback, though, for race 1, number 4, Joey Jaws. Nice name, too. Race 3, number 9, Rittle is your next runner with Daniel in the saddle again. Daniel Moore is $3.90 in the markets. It was second on the boot sale. Can we improve on that?
Yeah, I think he's really come on, and just that extra 100 metres that just might be right up his alley. Obviously, Philip Stokes' Kermie is going to be a little hard to beat, but I say that could be the Cronulla. He's trained on nicely. He'll actually really love the little bit of the soft give end of the track. I think he'll present well tonight. He's a really good each-way chance.
Okay, that's race 3, number 9. Rittle, race 4, number 8. Redskin Jimmy is looking to back up a strong performance last time at Mornington, just missed by a length and a half or so. That's its best run to date. Does that say we're improving as we get further in distance?
Yeah, I mean, ideally it would have been nice to sort of get him right straight up to 2,400. He'll stay all day, of course, but there's sort of nothing around on the programming. So, look, he's stripped a lot fitter having that run under his belt. He should get a nice little run from barrier two. I think he should go a really nice race. He'll definitely see up the distance, no problem.
Yep.
The soft going won't worry him. He's trialled here on a soft track before and got through it, no worries. He's been Jimmy Shoe, they generally like it. So, no, I think hopefully he can just finally get on the board tonight. It would be nice to get a win for those owners.
Okay, and then you've got race 5, number 4, Savvy Lad, who probably stay all day too. Savabil horse, who's 3 runs in now. It's gone from 14 to 16 up to the 20-25 tonight. Is that more suitable?
Yeah, definitely. He's probably finally, he is crying out for that extra ground. He's been a little bit out of form. He's kind of, he's one of these horses. He works well at home, then he comes race day, he doesn't quite put in. So I think it's going to be nice to have Craig Newton on him today. He's that real aggressive rider. I think he needs it. we're going to be positive from that gate barrier one, and he's got a little bit of weight on his back, but hopefully he can just, you know, being aggressive on him early might just be able to get him up there and see if he can improve. But favourite, Chris Wallace, Suppression will be hard to beat. But he looks good. He's been galloping well at home, so he'll get his chance tonight.
That's Savvy Lad, race four, number five. Then you've got two in race eight, number three, Redwood Rising, and number seven, Breezley. What can you tell us about these two?
Breezley, I thought it was a good run last time. He actually finally raced, you know, with a little bit of manners. At a really hot tempo there in that race at Sale, and he sort of got out the back door, and we first time we had the black earmuffs on him, I think it just really switched him off nicely, and he actually raced like an educated horse. So I think today it's going to be a nice race for him. I think he's probably nice little each way bet at $14. He's come on really nice since that, and look, he'll just go back a little bit obviously from that gate, but that's the way to ride him. He needs to have cover. If he doesn't have cover, he tends to take off and be a bit of a hard ride. So, but more nosing now, so yeah, he should go a nice race.
Well, it sounds like you've got a pretty decent hand tonight at Cranbourne. Nat, what's your best? What would you do with my dollar today?
I'd probably go each way and Brucey for a bit of value, because I like a bit of value myself. So yeah, that's the one I'd go on actually. I think he hit the line really good the other day, and 1,300 be right up his alley.
Right, we're going to take that and a run. Race 8, number 7, Breezley, our value selection each way today on the early mail. Good luck to you, Nat. Great insight as always. We appreciate your time. Good luck on the weekend as well.
Great, thank you. Good
day. Natalie Young, part of the Bussett & Young training combination. Some great information. She's even tipping other trainers' winners throughout that conversation.
Right.
That's what we love about it.
Because we've been going so well, I think we should have a dollar each way.
We are.
As opposed to 50 cents
each
way.
No, that's exactly what we're doing.
Yep.
Yeah, no, the spreadsheet is booming, and we're going a dollar each way. Race 8, number 7, $14 the win. What's that going to get us? About $3.50 the place, is it? $3
a
place?
A bit more than that, I think.
Doesn't know. Haven't quite updated on the website, but somewhere around that, you'd reckon. We'll take it and run. Speaking of winners.